Support for this IPR podcast comes from Iowa Community Foundations, an initiative of the Iowa Council of Foundations, connecting donors to causes they care about. Details on the Endow Iowa Tax Credit Program at communityfoundations.org.
Today is Monday, April 15th. This is Here First from IPR News. I'm Sheila Brummer. 100 people gathered in Iowa City Saturday to mourn the coming closure of the Rape Victim Advocacy Program. IPR's Zachary Oren-Smith reports.
The University of Iowa announced it's closing its sexual assault support program. The Rape Victim Advocacy Program services 8 counties. And in its news release, the UI said the majority of clients aren't affiliated with the university. Rebecca Evans is a direct service advocate for the program.
And it's just something that is so valuable, and it's not seen unless you've been through it.
Iowa City's Domestic Violence Intervention Program has said it will pick up the services the University of Iowa is dropping. While the closure was announced this month, plans for how DVIP will add sexual assault support services are still being developed.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he's gathered enough petition signatures to qualify for Iowa's general election ballot due to turnout at a campaign rally in Des Moines on Saturday. The nominating petitions will be submitted to the Iowa Secretary of State's office for review. Kennedy vowed to return to campaign in Iowa before the November election.
We need to start looking at each other and seeing Americans who are concerned, who love our country, and we need to give them the capacity to love our country without hating each other.
While the Iowa Democratic Party offered no comment on Kennedy, Iowa Republican Party Chairman Jeff Kaufman issued a statement accusing Kennedy of peddling toxic conspiracy theories. The Iowa House approved a bill that would place limits on the use of traffic cameras. Pete McRoberts of the Iowa chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union says they would like to see the cameras banned outright on due process grounds. But the legislation is a step in the right direction.
Right now it's the Wild West, and cities are getting away with highway robbery, literally, through the really unbridled and we think unethical and unlawful use of this traffic camera collection program that they have.
Under the bill, Iowa cities and counties would have to provide Iowa DOT with an explanation for why the cameras are needed at the location, including records on the number and severity of accidents, speed of drivers, and any safety concerns. Under Iowa law, cyclists and those using other forms of transportation, like electric scooters, are not afforded the same protections as pedestrians. A plan passed by the legislature aims to change that. Passed unanimously by the Senate, the plan would require drivers in Iowa to yield the right-of-way where there is a crosswalk but no traffic signal. Luke Hoffman, the executive director of the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, says they worked with several other groups to get the bill passed.
We want to keep working on things like this where it's a small fix to state code, but it has a really big impact. So how can we continue to make small changes that have a very large impact and be working as a coalition with other organizations?
The bill's on the governor's desk for her signature. Dairy farmers in the Midwest are working to keep their herds safe now that the bird flu has been found in some cows. 8 states in the region have confirmed cases of avian influenza in dairy cattle. Iowa's not among them at this time. Oklahoma State veterinarian Rod Hall says keeping his state's dairy producers updated as the situation evolves is very important.
It's not causing any panic. The dairies are aware of it, and they're taking the necessary precautions, we believe, to keep from getting it.
So far, most cows have gotten sick and recovered. The WNBA draft takes place tonight in the New York City area, with Hawkeye star Caitlin Clark expected to be the top pick by the Indiana Fever. Over the weekend, she made a surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live during the weekend update segment. This is Here First from IPR News. I'm Sheila Brummer.
Support for IPR comes from the Healing Room at Upstream Functional Medicine, offering medical spa services that support the body's natural ability to detoxify from environmental challenges. Learn more about the Healing Room at upstreamfm.com.
Iowa lawmakers' per diem payments to cover expense during the legislative session run out after tomorrow, but once again, the session won't end on time. IPR state government reporter Katarina Sestarik spoke with IPR's Michael Leland for this week's legislature update.
What do lawmakers still have to do to wrap up? The one thing they have to do to end the session is approve a state budget. House and Senate budget proposals have been going through their respective committees, but there wasn't a set agreement as of the end of last week. And Republican lawmakers still haven't moved forward with income tax cuts. House Speaker Pat Grassley says he's confident they'll reach a deal to speed up existing tax cuts that are phasing in, but the details just aren't clear yet.
Okay, so there are still details of tax cuts being worked out, but constitutional amendments related to tax cuts are moving forward. What would those do?
One proposed constitutional amendment that got through the Senate last week and the House before that would require a two-thirds majority of the legislature instead of a simple majority to raise personal or corporate income taxes. The other would require any personal income tax to be a single rate. It's a long process to amend the Constitution, though. The legislature would have to pass these resolutions again next year or in 2026 to get the questions on the ballot for voters to decide in 2 years.
Republicans in the Senate passed a bill last week that would make it easier for schools and colleges to arm staff and establish qualified immunity for staff that carry guns. What's the status of that now?
The Senate amended that bill and sent it back to the House, and Speaker Pat Grassley says the House is planning to pass that again and send it to the governor for her signature.
And why are Republicans pushing this?
They say it's a response to the deadly school shooting that happened in Perry in January. And they say even though police responded as quickly as possible, it was too late to save three lives. Republicans say that having trained people with guns can help stop shootings faster. And Iowa law already allows school boards to authorize staff to carry guns, but districts that have wanted to do that ran into issues with their insurance coverage. And so GOP lawmakers think that this bill will fix that. And gun violence prevention groups and Democrats are very opposed to this. And they say it'll make schools less safe because there'll be a higher likelihood of accidents with guns. And the qualified immunity provision, they say that if a student is injured or killed by a staff member, their family won't be able to hold anyone accountable or get financial compensation.
All right. Governor Reynolds signed a bill into law last week that allows state officials to arrest and deport some undocumented immigrants. What does this mean for undocumented immigrants in Iowa?
The law was signed, but it's set to take effect July 1st, and opponents are planning to challenge the law in court, as a similar law in Texas has been blocked by a federal court while judges decide if it's constitutional. If the law is allowed to take effect this summer, immigrants who were previously denied entry to the U.S. or deported could be arrested and deported by the state. That's typically a federal responsibility. And even though it's not in effect, I've heard from migrant rights advocates that it's causing a lot of fear and confusion in immigrant communities, and they say the state needs immigrants and should be welcoming to them.
Back at the beginning of the session, the governor proposed a bill to eliminate and merge a bunch of state boards and commissions to cut the overall number by more than 40%. Is that going to pass this year?
It's looking like it will, but with several changes. The Senate passed its version of this last week, and the House is likely to vote on it this week. In the Senate debate, there were several things the Democrats brought up that they were opposed to, like getting rid of the Children's Mental Health Board and making major cuts to commissions that help elevate the issues of underrepresented groups such as Black Iowans, Latino Iowans, and people with disabilities. But Republicans say overall this will make government more efficient.
The end of this week could be the cutoff for helping the Boy Scouts abuse victims in Iowa get their full settlement payouts. The Senate unanimously passed the bill last week. Will the House take it up?
That's still up in the air. House Speaker Pat Grassley said it's a significant policy change that's being proposed late in the session, and he says he's worried that if the legislature changes the law for one group of victims, where do they draw the line in the future? But child sex abuse victims have been pushing for the removal of time limits on lawsuits against their abusers, and House Republicans have refused to make that change for years.
And another bill that the Senate passed but the House didn't would limit lawsuits over pesticide-related illnesses. Will that get through?
That's also still up in the air, and Speaker Grassley says he's concerned that farmers with cancer suing pesticide companies could lead to the closure of the Roundup factory in Iowa. But opponents of the bill don't agree with that.
All right. State government reporter Katarina Sestarek, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Michael.
That's IPR government reporter Katarina Sestarek speaking with Michael Leland. And that's here first from IPR News. I'm Sheila Brummer. Have a great day.